رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله اللهم اعنا على ذلك واشفنا على ذلك اللهم اكفنا على ذلك واشفنا واشفنا اللهم اغفر لنا اللهم ربنا اهدنا واغفر لنا غنى عذاب القبر واشفنا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والجبن وزلع الدين ونعوذ بك من الفحش اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء وسوء القضاء صلى الله عليه وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا أردنا أن نهلك قرية أمرنا مترفيها ففسقوا فيها فحق عليها القول فدمرناها تدميرا. وكم أهلكنا من القرون من بعد نوح وكفى بربك بذنوب عباده خبيرا بصيرا. من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا. ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. كلا نمد هؤلاء وهؤلاء من عطاء ربك وما كان عطاء ربك محظورا. انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض وللآخرة أكبر درجات وأكبر تفضيلا. ولا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتعود مذموما مخذولا. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا. إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. الله عز وجل in verse 16 of سورة الإسراء mentions, وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً, when we intend to destroy any nation. You see the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is giving his ruling here, his principle. That whenever we intend to destroy any town, any nation, any location, any area, أَمَرُنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا, we command those of them who lead a life of luxury. فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا, they then sin in that town, in that location. They do guna. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلِ, because of which our decree becomes justified against them. فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا, and we completely annihilate them, completely destroy them. Meaning, when the affluent and the influential people of a certain location, certain area, refuse to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refuse to submit to the command and the order of Allah, and not only they refuse to bow down before Allah, they influence other people also that don't follow the command of Allah, don't follow the order of Allah, don't follow such people, don't follow the believers. Then Allah mentions here, thereafter, the time is not long when Allah caused them all to suffer collectively in punishment. The leaders here are mentioned specifically because they are more prone to disobedience because of their wealth and being accustomed to leading a life of luxury. And when a person lives a life of luxury, it is very difficult for them to sacrifice certain things. So Allah is mentioning here because it is the leaders are the ones who, first of all, they are the one who initiate all this, because they've got wealth, power, control. And this wealth, power and control is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives to whoever he wishes. He can give to believers, give it to non-believers, give it to disbelievers, give it to anyone. That's Allah's wisdom and hikmah. But when Allah grants wealth and power, it is also a test and imtihan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have got wealth and power, if they, mashallah, serve humanity well, serve with justice, lead with justice, lead with fairness, and fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that means they have passed the test. And they've already got the dunya, because they've got life of luxury as well, they got wealth. رَبَّنَا فَآتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. And Allah will reward them abundantly in the hereafter as well. But on the other hand, those whom Allah granted wealth, power, control, and they abuse that ni'mat, they abuse it, they misuse it by doing zulm, oppression, Allahu Akbar, being disobedient to the commands of Allah, looking down upon the commands of Allah and the deen, then that means unfortunately they've failed that test. Anybody? They failed. Now, either the punishment will come unto them in the dunya, if not definitely in the hereafter. Anybody? And the punishment of the hereafter starts soon as a person departs from this world. Death comes and the punishment starts. But that death itself will be a means of punishment. Anybody? That's why for a believer who's, mashallah, a sincere servant of Allah, even if he's a leader, he's a sincere servant of Allah, then death presents itself to that particular individual in the form of a present, a gift, a hadiyah. Meaning now, all rahat and aram. You'll be welcomed by the angels. You'll be welcomed by the angels in the grave. You'll be able to easily answer the questions posted by the angels. And then from then onwards, you'll be able to smell the fragrance of Jannah in the grave right into the day of Qiyamah. Right into the day of Qiyamah. Because they passed the test. So those who pass the test, their mehman nawazi, hospitality from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, starts right from the grave. Allahu Akbar. That's why in the hadith it mentions, when they actually reply to the answer of the angels in the grave, it mentions that the angels say to them that sleep now just like the new bride. After the first night, how she sleeps, subhanallah, that is how you are going to sleep, and you sleep right until the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. And not only that, the ruh of that pious individual, the ruh of that particular insan, that human being, that believer, that ruh is taken to Iliyin. Anybody? That is a group, there's an area where all the souls of the pious people are. It could be our relatives, our family members. Oh, you here, how are you? How are you doing? How's this, so and so? They will be asking questions as well. Allahu Akbar. But if unfortunately we did not pass the test, then that our soul does not go to the Iliyin, it goes to the Sijin. Allahu Akbar. And they'll be waiting, our family members, well, you know, if he hasn't come, what happens? Anybody? Our family members who are pious, they'll be eagerly waiting us as well, for us as well. I did a whole bayan on that in Jummah once, I remember. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That's why it's very important that we also give a lot of good da'wah among our family members as well. Because in our family members, we want them all to be in Jannah, we want to be together there. Very important. Khair. So it's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah also mentions here that the public are also responsible for their own actions and will be destroyed because of their own misdeeds and not on account of the sins of the rich and the leaders. Meaning Allah gave us the word aqal. You don't just follow people blindly. They said we just do it. Allah's given aqal, intellect, understand what's right, what is wrong. And you just follow them blindly. You'll be also accountable on the day of Qiyamah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never follow people blindly. Never ever. Allahu Akbar. If you know there's something good, then fine. But if it's bad, let's just go with the flow. Go with the trend. Everyone's going that way. Allah. Will you question? But you, Allah granted you intellect, understanding of what is right. How did you fall into that trap? Allah Ta'ala further on mentions, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ بَعْدِ نُوحٍ. How many generations have we not destroyed after Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam? وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِقَوْمِ عَادٍ قَوْمِ ثَمُودٍ قَوْمِ لُوتٍ. It's all mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. It's not some story book. This Allah Ta'ala, all these incidents have been narrated for us to learn a lesson. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. And the lesson is, those who are sincere believers and who are obedient to Allah and fulfill the rights of Allah and the makhluk of Allah, how they were successful. And those, unfortunately, who were disobedient to Allah, they rebelled against Allah, how they were destroyed. Basically, we don't need that sort of life. That's what it is. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. Your Rabb suffices as the knower and seer of the sins of his slaves. Allah knows everything. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ لَعَاجِلًا. Whoever desires the pleasures of this world, there are people who, they don't want the akhirah. Time and time we talk about the akhirah, sacrifice the dunya. Main thing is the pleasures of the akhirah, the luxury life of the akhirah. But there are people who don't want that. So Allah is mentioning here. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَةِ. Whoever desires the pleasures of this world, أَجَّنَّا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. We shall grant whatever we will for whomsoever we will in this world. If Allah wishes, okay, Allah will give power, strength, might, wealth, life of luxury. Allah will give, okay, you want this world, give it. But then Allah mentions, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمُ. And then we will appoint Jahannam for him. You wanted the dunya, you take it. Because this dunya is Darul Amal, not Darul Jaza, where Allah will reward you in bad or good. That's all in the hereafter. It's all coming. In the hereafter, you want to do Amal, I'll say, no, time's up. Now is either Jannat or Jahannam. In the dunya, you have the chance to change your life. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمُ. Then we will appoint for him Jahannam. يَسْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا. He will enter it despicably and rejected. There's nobody going to welcome there. I'm going to buy rejected, but you'll be looked down upon. What are you doing here? They'll be hated, despised by the angels and by all the other makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala protect us all. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem is nowhere, never one-way traffic. Allah talks about people who just want the dunya, no akhirah. Allah talks about Jahannam. Then immediately Allah talks about those people who want the akhirah as well, who want the hereafter as well. The whole life is always based on hereafter, no matter what they do. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ. And whoever desires the hereafter. So you desire, I want the hereafter. We all want the hereafter. But then what does Allah say? We don't say, I want the hereafter and then sit down and do nothing. Allah says here, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. And exerts himself for it. Something good, he exerts himself. Mehnat, koshish, effort. Salah, ibadat, worship for the rights of Allah, the rights of the creation of Allah. Something good, doing whatever he can. But then Allah also mentions, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. As a believer. The condition is a believer. You have to be a believer. So all the good deeds that you do, all the good deeds that you carry out, whether it's ibadat, any type of ibadat, whether it's working for charity, helping the poor and needy, all your business dealings are all good, mashallah. Everything. Your social interactions are very fair. But you're not a believer. Then unfortunately, akhirat is not for that person. There's no reward for that person. Condition Allah mentions, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. If you're a believer, Allah mentions, فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Amazing verse here. Then such are the people whose deeds will be appreciated. What is Allah saying? If you do good as a believer, I will appreciate it. From this we also learn, when people do good, we should also appreciate it. People striving, working hard, making the effort, the qurbani, the sacrifice for the sake of mankind, we should appreciate the efforts. Always very important. Because once you start appreciating, then the youngsters will see that this sort type of work that people do, this type of life people do, people are appreciating it, they'll follow that path as well. Soon as we don't start appreciating the good and the good work that is being done, then the young generation will be coming by, there's no appreciation here, I'm going somewhere else. They'll look for another line. They'll look for another. Very, very important. That's why Hafiz Padrasa used to always say, invest in the youth. Invest in the youth. Invest in the youth. And he used to do ikram, ikram, ikram. He'll say, even £1,000 given. And with that £1,000 investing, you have saved one youngster, the Iman and Islam and Deen. So that is sufficient for your salvation in the hereafter. So we say that. And these are people of fikr. Not only they just talk, they their whole life dedicated for the sake of deen and fikr and concern for the generation, for people. كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Appreciated. Allahu Akbar. كُلَّنْ نُمِدُّ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ مِنْ أَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْظُورًا. We grant to all from the grace of your Lord, to these and to those. The grace of your Lord is not restricted. انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. See how we have favored some over others. وللآخرة أكبر درجات وأكبر تفضيلا. Without doubt, the hereafter is great in terms of ranks and great in terms of favors. لا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر. So do not ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, the end message, do not commit shirk. فتقعد مذموما مخذولا. For then you will sit reproached and without help. Then Allah Ta'ala makes a mention. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your Rabb has commanded that you worship only Him. Only worship Allah and no one else. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And treat your parents kindly. Wherever in the Quran Kareem, if you study very carefully, you'll notice after the rights of Allah, Allah Ta'ala talks about the rights of parents. Because the real means of our existence, the real means is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anybody? Hakiki asbab, sabab, Allah ta'ala. But because this dunya is darul asbab, Allah ta'ala also made our parents a means in this world for coming to this world. That's why after his name, Allah, his rights, Allah talks about the rights of parents. Here Allah mentions, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ اللَّهَ تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. In the 21st part Allah mentions, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكِ. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكِ. Be grateful to me and be grateful to your parents. SubhanAllah. Even if your parents are non-Muslims, even if your parents are disbelievers, if they are kafir, still Sharia says that you have to respect them, you have to treat them kindly. وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Allah says, even if they force you to do shirk, guna, shirk, the parents force you, Allah says, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Disobey them, don't obey them. If they order you to do guna, sin, kufr, shirk, you don't obey them. لَا طَاعَةَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ لِمَعْصِيَةِ خَالِقٍ. You cannot be obedient, Allahu Akbar, to the creation when it is being disobedient to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the disobedience. So Allah says that. Don't listen to them. But then what does Allah say? وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But treat them nicely in the dunya. In the dunya, you still treat them good. Respect. I know you told me to do this, but unfortunately I won't be able to carry this out. This goes against my religion, my deen. Allah says no. Don't say, no, I'm not going to do it. Allah says this. We get all mashallah. From the beginning, but in front of parents, that's not accepted. You just say, sorry. Just remain silent. A sahabi came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, my parents swear at me. Mere walide mujhe gaadi dete hai. Kya karna chahiye? They swear at me. Swearing is a sin. Prophet replied by saying, he says, what should I do? Should I respond? Nay. You make dua for the guidance. Prophet said, you make dua for the guidance and hidayah of us. Beautiful teachings of Islam. Walidain aapko gaadi de, aap jo unke liye hidayat ki dua kare. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Oh Allah. So even if they are kafir and disbelievers, so وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Treat them well. Treat them well. Allahu Akbar. Inshallah, we'll continue with this inshallah next week as well. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. If any one of the two or both of them reaches old age by you, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Then do not even tell them أُفْ. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And do not rebuke them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And speak to them gently. Speak to them gently. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Lower for them the wings of humility out of compassion. And say, قُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh my Lord, show mercy to them as they've raised me mercifully when I was young. Allahu Akbar. Allah mentions in this verse here, when any one of them or two, both of them reach old age, by you then do not even tell uff to them. The purpose of this verse is that no word should be uttered to them that will reduce their respect, or that will cause them grief. Any word, even slight, just that will cause them taklif. That will cause them grief. Okay. This even includes words like any even facial expression, okay, it looks as though you are frustrated with your mom and dad. Even that is not allowed. Very important. Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah mentions that if there was any word inferior than the word uff, Allah would have used this as well. The parents have to be treated well at all times, okay? Especially when they reach old age, because as you get older, naturally a person will get ill-tempered. Sabr and patience will be down. If you're young, you won't find out. As you get older, you can feel it. Anybody? Ha. They may become ill, and then the children will have to serve them and tend to them. So anybody? Still, even then, they might get angry very quickly. This, that, you have to exercise patience during such times and don't utter any word. Okay? Imam Mujahid mentions, and I'll finish on this, that the child should not even say uff when he has to wash the soiled clothes of his aged parents, because they never said uff when washing the child's soiled clothing when they were infant and children. Allah Akbar. Parents didn't say, yeah, give it to someone else, they can wash your bum. They never said that. Oh, so many times, what are you doing? Changing your nappy all the time. It was done with love, with muhabbat. Oh, what you done today? What have you done? Small children, they do it. They don't get, if you do it so many times, still doesn't matter. If they cry so many times, Allah, all that was taken, subhanAllah, with love and muhabbat. Now when we reach old age, I see, mashallah, some children as well, their parents are unable to even walk properly now, they can't see, and I see their own children, mashallah, holding their hands and taking them, amazing, mashallah. But you're making your pathway of jannat for yourself. At one time they were holding you, taking you to the park when you were small. When you were a small child, age of 2, 3, 4, holding your hands and taking it. And now a time has come, it's all reversed. And it happened to everyone, this cycle comes all the time. And to see such, mashallah, youngsters, mashallah, you know, and holding the hands of their mothers, holding the hands of their fathers, Allah Akbar, that is the way. Why? Don't turn away from khidmat of the parents. Our Jannah lies beneath their feet. Don't turn away. As those parents have passed away, they want to do khidmat, but they can't. All we can do, make dua for them, do good deeds, nek amal, khidmat of deen, that'll be inshallah means of isale sawab for them. But if the parents are alive, do the khidmat. Very, very important. But at the same time, very, very important for parents as well, that sometimes children do rebel. They're not. One of the reasons for that is because we as parents did not fulfill their responsibility as parents. That's another issue altogether as well. We have to be very, very careful. We do zulm on our own children, and then that can cause a lot of problems after as well. Yes, we always saying, oh, I'm your father, respect me, yes, but then you can't keep on going like that and then completely mistreating the children, being unfair to the children. When you had the emotions, when you had the senses and everything, at that time we did not look after our children properly, we weren't fair to them properly. Anybody? Tell them to do guna and sins, then it can cause a bit of problem after as well. So just like there's haqq of children, there's haqq of parents as well, but there's hukuk of children as well, and I said, how we grow them up, how we look after them, how to take care of them. And I'm telling you, as we, especially from the age of 30 to 50 as parents, this is very important. Treat them with love and muhabbat as well with our children. So inshallah, when we are in the 60, 70, 80, they will inshallah give the wholehearted life for you. Sometimes we ourselves are a means of that with our children disown us. It's not all the time, but sometimes they do and they want. It's because of our own doings as well as parents. We did not look after them properly. We did not look at the tarbiyah. So much zulm, oppression, this, that, whatever, you know, abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, everything. At the end of the day, Islam doesn't allow that. Prophet was a father. What sort of father Prophet was? Anybody? So treat our children in such a manner, do the in such a manner that when we get old, they make it feel like an honor to serve my parents now. Even though they're on the bed and they cannot even walk, they'll feel honored. Because sometimes we can hurt and then people take it to another level. Though that should not be the case, but I'm just mentioning it. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.